Welcome back to Get to Know Each Other, the official podcast of Ollie at WVU. I'm your host, Harry Russell. Joining us today is Michelle Klishish, who is not only our Ollie's professional technologist, but also an instructor with the program. Today, she's here to talk about her passion for hiking in the outdoors. Welcome back to the podcast, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Harry. I am doing okay.
Awesome. Well, we have you on here to talk about how much of an avid outdoors enthusiast you are, all the hiking trails you do and everything. What are some of your favorite outdoor activities to do?
My favorite thing, of course, is to hike. I have hiked all of the state parks and forests in the states, as well as some of the wildlife management areas. So I have hiked everywhere all over the state. So hiking is number one. And I also like to, there are a ton of hiking trails that cross all the little streams and creeks that go through those areas. And I love just sitting beside or stomping around in a creek and just listening to the water flow. That's just really, really relaxing.
Awesome. Yeah, that's definitely something I want to get way more into is hiking. You know, I love being outdoors. I love, you know, going to sporting events and all that, but hiking is just something that, you know, it seems like all my friends were doing, but I would never join them. But so it's definitely something I want to get more into. What are some of your favorite hikes like around the Morgantown area? And I know we have some members in Charleston, you know, maybe some hikes around the Charleston area.
In Morgantown, definitely at Cooper's Rock, there is the Manchoteau Trail, which you can get to from the Henry Clay Furnace Trail, or the Rhododendron Trail, or the Clay Run Trail. And it basically just runs down along the Manchoteau Creek, and you can actually take that trail off all the way down to Cheat Lake, which I don't do very often because it's a really steep climb back up. But it's just, it's a really, really pretty trail. And it, like I said, it runs by the creek, and there are a couple places where you can get back away from the trail, back into the creek. And my husband and I will sometimes go back there and like do little stacked rocks to hide for anybody else who wanders back there. So that's one of my favorite places to hike in the Morgantown area. Directly outside of Charleston, I haven't gone to quite as many people, as many places, but some of New River Gorge is pretty close to the Charleston area, and there are some really lovely trails in New River Gorge. And if I'm remembering correctly, that maybe close to Chief Logan and Little Beaver. And Little Beaver definitely has a very easy hiking trail for people who aren't necessarily incredibly mobile or just want an easy hike to get started. There's definitely a couple easy ones in that area.
It's awesome. Yeah, that was definitely something I was going to bring up too, is like, you know, different hikes maybe around the areas that are like, you know, kid friendly, or like, you know, like you said, more accessible to people who, you know, might not be able to do like the, you know, steep, strenuous hikes. Like for me starting out, again, I'm very new when it comes to hiking. So do you know like what some easier hikes around the areas and stuff like that? I know a lot of kids and families, they love doing hikes where that kind of ends at like a little pool of water or like little waterfalls. Like, are there any cool hikes like that around the areas?
One of the best hikes is a little bit of a drive from both places. But when I have the option to take kids hiking, the Blackwater River Trail in Canaan Valley State Park is gorgeous. It's just about under a mile, and it actually goes through several different areas and types of forest, and it goes along the Blackwater River. And I love pointing out to the, you know, to the kids, you know, this is the exact same river that's roaring over the falls just down the hall in Davis. Sorry, just down the road in Davis. And it is very, because in the Canaan Valley Plateau area, you know, it's all flat and the river really just meanders very slowly there. But it's, you know, 10 miles drive to Blackwater Falls, and that, you know, exact same river is roaring over the falls really impressively. So that's one of my favorite hikes. At Cooper's Rock, if you're in the Morgantown area, Rock City Trail is a relatively easy one, and it takes you to a really, really pretty area. Rock City is super popular in the summer because it's basically just a crevasse between two different rock formations when you get to it. And so it's always much, much cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter because it's a bit like a cave almost. So that's a lovely place to hang out in the heat of the summer. Near Charleston, maybe, as I said, Little Beaver, the Lakefront Trail isn't too bad. And if you're in the middle of the state, they actually have a really nice wheelchair accessible trail in North Bend State Park called the Extra Mile Trail. And that one, they had a group of people who, you know, donated to actually pave it so that, you know, there would be something that would be completely accessible there. So that's really nice as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, you were mentioning, you know, the river and everything and all that. Like, the hikes that I have done, my favorites have always been the ones that have like a creek or some water going by, just because I just find it so much more peaceful, like on the hike, with like having that like sound of the flowing water. And, you know, like I love skipping rocks in the water. And I actually just did, like, it was a miniature hike. I wouldn't say it was anything crazy, but this past weekend, I was with my girlfriend and her family, and we did a little hike, and it was fun. It had a little creek it's over by their grandparents' house, and I just love being able to, like, you know, it's really peaceful to me. And I think that's one of my favorite things about, you know, when I do go on hikes, it's like how peaceful it is and how like close you are with nature. And I love it. I think it's so much fun.
It is really wonderful. And one of the areas that's within an hour of Morgantown that you may want to check out is Audra, which goes along the entirety of the park runs along the Middle Fork River. And there's not very much evidence of it now, but there was a grist mill there at one point. So the creek had been, you know, sorry, the river had been moved around a little bit. So that's a really nice place to go to. Also close to Morgantown is Valley Falls. Obviously you have the falls going there, and in the fall, there are actually quite a few weddings at Valley Falls. Also with water, obviously I said Canaan Valley State Park, that goes along the Blackwater River. Pipestem has views of the New River Gorge, but of course you can't really hear that very well. Other water ones, obviously, anyone who's lived in West Virginia for any significant amount of time has probably seen pictures of Babcock State Park. That's where they have the grist mill there. And that's a really lovely place, not only for pictures, it's gorgeous in the fall, but there are some really easy walks around there. So that's another really nice place to go if you like water.
Awesome. I'll definitely have to check those out for sure. And I'm actually, I'm not far from Pipestem at all. You know, hometown back in Virginia, I'm only about an hour and 15 from Pipestem, and I love that area of West Virginia. It's so nice, and I know, like, you know, it's so close with nature up there. Like, you know, you'll be walking out in like the forest and stuff, and deer will literally just come straight up to you. So I would say I'm pretty familiar with that, like Pipestem, you know, the New River Gorge area.
Definitely. And if you really want to get away, where you want to go is to the Cranberry Wilderness. And that would be, you can take 119 to outside the Summersville area. And Cranberry Wilderness is in the Green Bank Quiet Zone. So you will get zero cell phone access there. And it's not that highly visited. Not like, Dolly Sods used to be the premier wilderness spot in West Virginia. But the problem is that then everybody learned about it. And so there are a ton of people there. You can't go more than a mile or two without running into someone hiking in Dolly Sods.
Oh, no.
Whereas in the Cranberry Wilderness, we rarely see anyone on our hikes there. And that's really nice. And also, even if you're not up to hiking, the Highland Scenic Highway goes through the Cranberry Wilderness and up to the Teague Creek area. And that's a beautiful drive in the fall.
Yeah, fall definitely hikes around the fall, the season change and all the leaves color. I'm sure that's beautiful. And I know that's another reason why people love going on hikes, is because usually like all the different scenic views you have on the hikes, or I know a lot of hikes like towards the end, there's like a nice like overlook of like the valleys and everything. And I know that's a huge reason why people love going hiking, is to take pictures and, you know, have those memories.
There are some amazing areas in West Virginia for that. One that I think a lot of people in aren't familiar with is Carnifex Ferry. That's an old Civil War battlefield, and that is in the Summersville area. So if you're going to Babcock or Hawk's Nest or New River Gorge, you should definitely check out Carnifex Ferry, because they have an overlook. They actually have several overlooks that look onto the horseshoe of the Gauley River. And that's really, really beautiful. I mean, everybody knows about Cooper's Rock and the overlook there. And there's a similar overlook at Grandview in New River Gorge. And that's a little bit closer to Charleston. That's in the southern part of the New River Gorge National River area. But that's also a beautiful look into the gorge there. And I think I mentioned that Pipestem also has a view into the gorge. If you like rivers, it's not quite as scenic, but Tuindy Way, which is along the Ohio, it's at the intersection of the Kanawha and Ohio rivers. That's actually an historic spot. It's really just like, you know, almost just a couple feet big, but that is at the intersection of those rivers. So that's nice too.
Definitely have to research and check those out. I mean, just from talking to you, you definitely have a great knowledge of hiking trails and state parks all around.
I do. It's one of my favorite things.
Well, you have some classes you're teaching this summer about some national parks in West Virginia, don't you?
Yes. Last summer, I did the state parks up here in Morgantown. This summer, I'm going to be doing two separate sessions, one on the Monongahela National Forest and the other on the New River Gorge area. The Monongahela Forest, actually a lot of West Virginia state parks that are in the east are actually part of the Monongahela National Forest. So if you've been to Blackwater Falls, if you've been to Canaan Valley State Park, those are all part of the Monongahela National Forest, as is the Cranberry Wilderness. So that actually covers a huge swath of the, several counties in West Virginia. And it's got a ton of hiking in it. Also fishing for people who fish. That's not my thing, but I know a lot of people love to fish. There are a ton of places like that in the Mound Forest as well. And then the New River Gorge, of course, what everyone thinks of is the bridge, which is what made the West Virginia State Quarter. But it's so much more than that. Yes, you can look down in the gorge and it is amazing. But there's a ton of hiking in the area at all three different of the primary areas of the New River Gorge. So there's the bridge area, which is Fayetteville, and then there's the sandstone area, which is further south, and the Grandview area, which is also further to the south. So all three of those areas are really beautiful to visit. And unfortunately, I heard recently, Bridge Day is going to be canceled for this year. So we'll have to wait until next year for Bridge Day. But usually they do try to do Bridge Day at about the peak of leaf color. So about the peak of leaf change. So that's usually mid-October. And that's a gorgeous drive from Morgantown. And I think that section, the lower section of 19, can also be really, really pretty if you're going to take that from Charleston, even though some of it does have to be interstate.
Mm-hmm. I know I have to, when I go home to visit my parents or anything like that, I have to take that New River Gorge, and it's beautiful. I love it. I mean, I'm terrified of heights, so that driving over it scares me half to death. But I mean, just looking at it, like being able to see how far you can on it, I mean, it's beautiful. I love it. My friend, who is a avid photographer, he came up to visit me just so he could drive over it and take pictures, you know, at sunset. And it's beautiful. I love it.
He would definitely want one to do the Long Point hike at New River Gorge, which essentially gives you a view of the bridge. And that's just a relatively short hike. But he would definitely, if he was a photographer, he definitely wants to do Bridge Day, because if you get there early and get a good spot, you can get some amazing pictures of the base jumpers off the bridge. And they also have rappellers that will go off the bridge. So there are some amazing pictures that you can get at that time. A lot of people there, though.
Base jumpers. I could not do that. All props to them. That's awesome, though. I mean, yeah, any members that we have listening, you got a little preview of these awesome classes that Michelle will be teaching. So definitely, if you're interested in outdoors or state parks or anything like that, please check them out. Sounds awesome. I know I'm going to look into them.
Oh, thank you.
So I guess I don't want to take too much of your time, but I'm curious. I remember you told me that you do not only state parks in West Virginia, but, you know, all over. If you had to pick one of your favorite hikes or outdoor experiences, what would you say is your all-time favorite?
So in West Virginia, as I said, the Blackwater River Trail in Canaan is one of my favorites. And the whole Cranberry Wilderness Tea Creek area is also lovely. One of the places that I really need to spend more time at is I have gone, but in both instances, I wasn't able to hike very much, but I've actually been to Alaska twice. And I only got to do a little bit of hiking while I was there because the people I was visiting weren't really avid hikers. But the amount of wildlife in Alaska is just stunning. You'll just be driving down the highway and then, you know, the Alcan Highway or the Stewart Highway, and all of a sudden there's a moose in the middle of the road. So everybody has to stop because you will lose a battle with a moose no matter how big your car is. So I definitely want to go back more to Alaska. But, you know, there's just so much beautiful hiking everywhere. One of the things that when my husband and I travel anywhere, if he goes, say, for conferences, is we will try to find some place to go nearby. So he had a conference in California. So we went out to Joshua Tree. And I had a friend that got married at the Grand Teton. So we did some hiking at the Grand Teton. So there are so many places. If you're traveling anywhere, if you just look around just a little bit, you can find some gorgeous spot in the wilderness, you know, to take a short hike or even just sit by a lake or a river and relax.
Definitely. I mean, and hiking is a great opportunity just to get a bunch of people, that friends or family or people that you love, to just, it's a good bonding experience. It really is. And I know a lot of members will probably appreciate all the information and different places that you've given us, because it's a great way for people to stay connected and everything. And hiking is a good way to social distance. I mean, on the hikes, you can stand 6 feet away. So, I mean, in this time of, you know, the pandemic and everything going on, definitely something, not even just hiking, but walking for me. If I want to see a friend or someone I haven't talked to in a while, you know, we social distance, taking a walk, it's perfect. We can stand 6 feet apart. So hiking adds that social distance as well.
It really is perfect. And actually, I will be hiking with a bunch of kids by the end of this week and the beginning of next week, because I'll be getting to see all the small people, all my cousins' kids and my niece and all that. So I'm really looking forward to that, because there are so many trails that I'm going to take them on. And also, I discovered a couple years ago, if you really want to spend time in the outdoors, there's a free app called iNaturalist. So if you see a bug or a toad or a flower, you can take a picture of it. And not only will the app help you identify it, but because you're submitting to the app when and where you took that picture, you're actually helping research scientists, you know, with research projects. So it's a fantastic app. And it's really, really wonderful to take kids out and, you know, and be able to say, well, what do you think this is? What do you think this is? And then when you, you know, get back to, you know, someplace with internet access that they can actually look it up and see if they were right. It's just marvelous.
That's awesome. Well, sounds like you're going to have a fun time with that.
I hope I will.
Well, thank you so much for giving us all this great information and everything. I mean, I now have a bunch of different hikes and, you know, forests that I need to look up and, you know, research a bit. Get out and before it starts getting cold, get out and do some hikes.
Oh, even winter hiking's fun.
I do. Winter hiking definitely is fun. I have done one hike in the winter. And, you know, even though it's cold, it's fun. And I've never done it, but the idea of being able to hike and like see the frozen over waterfalls and like the different cascades frozen over, I think that is one of the most beautiful things ever.
It definitely is. I highly recommend it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope our members loved everything that you were giving us. And I'm sure if anyone has any questions, you know, feel free to reach out to you, and that would be awesome.
Yes, because I can talk about hiking forever. Thank you so much, Harry, for having me on.
Of course. Thank you. Again, I would like to thank Michelle for joining me on our Ollie podcast. And if you'd like to be featured on our podcast, please do not hesitate to contact us at ollie@wvupod@gmail.com. The email address is in the description. We'd love to hear from you, and please give us ideas for topics to talk about, sign up to be interviewed, or anything else that you might be interested in. It is our goal to try and stay connected with our members and anyone else that wants to get to know more about Ollie at WVU. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Keep an eye out for our next one in the coming weeks. Stay safe, and we'll see you next time on Get to Know Each Other.